And good evening and welcome everyone to Bruton Elementary School for tonight's Central Minnesota Conference boys basketball game between the Pierce Pioneers and the Belgrade Brutonel Rosa Jaguars. Hello everyone, I'm Rick Grammett as the Pioneers and Jaguars meet here with the Pioneers and BBE trying to find themselves here in this early part of the season. The Pioneers opened with a win up in Staples, but have lost two in a row since then in the conference at Rockford and at Kimball. Meanwhile, this BBE team, which has known unprecedented success over the last, 7 years or so, new regime with head coach Chris Anderson taking over for the retired Dave Montbriant. Of course, those stars for years, the Goodwins, the Kieflers, the Borgerdings, they've since moved on to their collegiate careers, and it's a whole new group of Jaguars in this 2014-15 campaign. So we'll talk with the head coach of BBE, Chris Anderson, and Matt Pepping will join us as well as the team's warming out on the court. And we've almost got, I would say, about 8 minutes before the start of tonight's game between Pierce and Belgrade. Bruton El Rosa on You Are There Sports.
Perfect gift this Christmas. Hi, this is Sarah from Radio Shack, and we can help you find the perfect phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless. Right now, get the LG G3 phone with a 5.5-inch stunning quad HD display for just $49.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Plus, this week, save up to 50% on Radio Shack portable power. This ensures your loved ones never have to worry about a dead phone. Don't be the last-minute shopper this year. Stop into Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and let us help you gift smart.
Two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
This year's Pierce wrestling season is being wrestled in honor of Jared Tamala. For those of you who don't know Jared, wrestling was one of his great loves. Jared passed away at the end of his third grade year. He would have been a senior this year wrestling for the Pioneers. Jared's family does an annual toy drive in honor of Jared, bringing toys and gifts to other boys and girls who are fighting cancer at the hospital in the cities where Jared was treated. This year, the Pierce Wrestling Club has paired up with them to make this a success. At the December 19th Triangular versus Malacca and Mille Lacs, if you bring in a toy or offer a monetary donation, the Wrestling Booster Club will pay your admission fee for your admittance into the match. We hope to see you there.
Okay, we're back in Bruton, where the Pioneers and Jaguars getting set to go. I caught up with both head coaches before the game. Let's visit with the head coach of BBE. It's Chris Anderson on the pregame show.
Joining me on the pregame now, head coach of the Jaguars, Chris Anderson. And coach, here we go with Pierce and BBE here tonight. Your first year at the Rangers. Let's talk about that a little bit. You come over from the Melrose girls program. How's your introduction to BBE boys basketball been?
It's been a joy. These guys, they work extremely hard. They've been a fun group of guys to coach, great coaching staff, and most importantly, the teaching. I've really enjoyed my time so far teaching at BBE.
What's the biggest difference you've seen going from a girls program to a boys program?
You know, I would probably say the tempo and athleticism. I really enjoy coaching the girls at Melrose, and I hope the best for them. But, you know, I really enjoy coaching these guys also. You know, they get up and down. We try and push as much as we can. But defensively is probably our focus. We really try and take pride in our defense.
When you came in, obviously everybody knows about the history and recently of BBE boys basketball. Do you feel pressure on that or with a new group of kids, that whole big group graduated, you know, or is it just a fresh start?
You know, I say it's a fresh start. I know there's a few kids that played on the team last year, a lot of new faces this year to our program, new coaching staff also. So it's a fresh start for these guys. But with that said, we want to uphold the tradition that's been built here and try and build on it. And hopefully it works out. And I'm pretty positive with the way things are going so far.
Any concerns with the third game in a three-game week tonight?
No, not really. You know, it's going to help us in the long run towards the end of the season. So we just got to focus on tonight and let the two previous games, let them go and try and build off both of them. So hopefully we can get something going tonight.
Tuesday night, big loss down in Howard Lake, came back with a win last night at KMS. The difference in those two, if you could point to one thing?
You know, I'd say the biggest thing was our focus, the way we approached the game. And, you know, tonight, so far, the way I see the guys, they have that look in their eye again, so hopefully we get some things going.
What do you know about your opponent tonight, Pierce?
You know, I know Pierce is, they have pretty good guards, and they like to pressure a little bit and play high energy right away. They have some nice size inside also, so we got to keep them off the boards and limit our turnovers. And with that said, let our defense create our offense.
Coach, good luck here tonight.
Thank you.
All right, Chris Anderson, head coach of the Jaguars on You Are Their Sports. The Pierce Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Pierce. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneers.
Hi, this is Ethan Lochner. Be sure to listen to Pioneer Sports all season long on youaretheresports.com.
Joining me on tonight's pregame show, Coach Matt Pepping. And Coach, you're here at Bruton tonight facing BBE. It's always been a tough place to play. Matter of fact, it's been 7 years since the Pioneers have won on the road here at BBE. Tonight would be a good night to break that streak.
Yeah, get our first conference win and get off on a good note. We'll see. This is always a tough place to play. Small gym, small end line, not a lot of space under the basket. So, yeah, play a fast pace, get out and run, and take care of the ball.
BBE coming off, this is their third game this week. They played last night, winning down to KMS, but got smoked pretty good down in Howard Lake. What do you expect from them?
A 5-0 motion offense. So they got a lot of guards, a lot of kids that can shoot the ball from the outside. So they'll probably try to spread us out and run with us. I'm guessing third game this week, we'll try to push tempo and get them tired.
New look tonight for the Pioneers in the lineup when they announce the starters?
Yep, Kyle Becker will be starting and Noah Bozer will be starting. So they gave a great effort in practice the last 2 days, so we're going to give them the nod.
For the Pioneers now, you've lost your last two. What's the biggest thing you need to correct to get back in the W column?
I think getting off to an early start, coming prepared, focused, and stepping on that court ready to play. Coming out, being intense, being in focus, and getting off to a good start.
All right, Coach, good luck here. Let's see if we can get it done in Bruton tonight.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Matt Pepping, head coach of the Pioneers on youaretheresports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that helped make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Pierce and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Pierce area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Hi, this is Kyle Becker. The Pioneers wish you joy and prosperity throughout the coming year. Thank you for your continued support at our games. Happy holidays.
And welcome back to Bruton Elementary, everyone. Rick Grammond with you on youaretheresports.com. It's Piers and BBE, the Pioneers, with a record of 1-2, 0-2 within the Central Minnesota Conference. Belgrade Bruton El Rosa is 2-2. They are 1-1 in the CMC. They defeated Kimball here in their conference opener. And that score was 49-47. Pioneers lost by 21 down at Kimball on Tuesday. Pioneers will start a different looking lineup tonight. It'll be Johnny Casper and Noah Bozer starting at guards with Robbie Skiba, Kyle Becker, and Aaron Weber starting up front. For the blue-clad Jaguars of BBE, at the guards, Jacob Tenzin, a 6'3 junior. Dalen Bitson, a 6-foot senior up front. Jordan Wozmek, a 6'1 senior. Austin Trustheim, a 6'3 junior. And Brendan Locke, a 6'1 junior. Pioneers will go right to left wearing white. Jaguars going left to right wearing blue. The referees make sure everyone is set. Dean Damon takes a seat, and we're ready to go. Skiba to jump against Locke. And the Pioneers and Jaguars are underway. Tip control to BBE. First possession of the game, Jacob Tenzin running the point. Tenzin works it right side, man-to-man to open defensively. Aaron Weber on the ball. Out front now for Locke. To the off guard, Jordan Wozmek. Back again, they rotate it right side to Bitson. All five Jaguars have touched the ball on this opening possession already. Casper defending, there's a free throw line jumper short. Casper rebound, Johnny with a one-on-two look. Johnny to the wing, hesitation, floater in the lane, no. Rebound Johnny again, muscles it up, doesn't go. And rebound taken by the Jaguars, Wozmek. 17-15 to play, and the Jaguars come back up court right in front of us, and they're going to throw it away into the backcourt. Turnover on BBE will give the ball to the Pioneers in front of the fan section here across the way. A well-supported Jaguar crowd here tonight. Noah Bozer will throw it in. Noah had 9 points down at Kimball Tuesday. Gets it into Weber. Weber. Rooks right side. Nice little dish inside to Skiba for two. Just a quick little single bounce pass. Weber to Skiba. Up ahead against pressure, and Casper's going to be called for a little bit of a bump. Johnny Casper, his first, team's first. And we'll have our first substitution. It's Nick Harold in for Johnny Casper. 16:52 to go. Here's 2, BBE 0. Pioneers man-to-man to the left side now. They get the ball into the hands of Bitson. Bitson guarded by Bozer to the top for Tenzin. Tenzin looking to the left side. Good job, Becker, fronting his man in the post. Out to the top now. To the left side again, it's Dalen Bitson into the lane. This is Brendan Locke. Kicks it out to Tenzin. His three is good. Jacob Tenzin knocks down the three. He's their top three-point shooter, shooting 42%. He averages 6.5 a game. Weber gets loose on the offensive end. Floater is up and a foul called. Foul's going to be on Brendan Locke. He tried to buy a charge, and the referee says no, that was a block. First on Locke, first Jaguar foul, and Aaron Weber will go to the line. Aaron is 11 of 14 this year from the stripe, 79% short. Aaron held a 4 points Tuesday night down at Kimball. He's averaging 16 a game. Second on the team in scoring is Nick Harold at 13.7. Only two Pioneers in double figures, and Weber is on the board with a free throw. And the Pioneers and Jaguars are tied at 3. Pressure by Piers, light pressure. Now they retreat as the Jaguars bring it up with Jordan Wasmick. Harrell defending, reached in, didn't get the ball, back out front. Now Locke posting up on Becker. Here they run the flex, handed back to Tenzin. Tenzin to Locke, leans in on Skiba, kicks it out to a wing. Three-pointer is up, that's short off the rim by Bitson. Rebound out of bounds, Pierce takes over. 15:42 to go. Pierce 3, BBE 3, Pioneer bench directly in front of us. And now Harrell will bring it into the front court. The junior guard, Nick Harrell. He's led the Pioneers in scoring the last two games. Drives, scoop, and a foul. Nick will go to the line. Nick was 6-for-6 Tuesday. Down at Kimball, 14 points. Jaguar foul is on Trustheim, his first, team second. And Harrell shooting a pair. Nick is 11 of 12 this year, 92%. Add one more. First point tonight for Nick Harrell, and now Casper will replace Kyle Becker. Kyle with some good defensive work inside. Jaguars haven't even looked to score inside. With Becker and Skiba defending the post nicely. 15:32 to go in the half. Pierce by one as Harrell puts the second up and in. So Nick continues to shoot free throws well. Pierce leads by 2, 5-3. And working the ball into the front court is Jordan Wasmick. And to the right. Now it's in the corner. This is Trustheim. Pioneer wrestlers are up in Brainerd at the Paul Bunyan Invitational. We'll have some results for in just a little bit as Tenson misfires. Oh, Bozer had the rebound and deflected out of bounds. 15:08, and BBE will reset underneath. Teddy Daler, Colton Ishans, and Matt Comet have wrestled their way into the semifinals up in Brainerd. Everybody else is in the wrestlebacks, which start tomorrow at 10 o'clock in Brainerd, right here on youaretheresports.com. Out top to Tenzin. Back in the corner, this is Bitson. Bitson will start his drive. Bolzer poked it away into the Pioneer bench. 14:56 to go, 5-3 Pioneers. Tenzin now works it out front. This is Locke to the left side for Jordan Wasmick. Jaguars' leading scorer is Tanner Heinches, but he is out tonight, and he has been for a couple of games. There's a drive and a basket. The bucket by number 35, Dalen Bitson. That shot off the mark. Casper with the rebound. We're tied at 5, 14:25. Weber leans in on the baseline and scores. Weber makes it 7-5. Pioneers by a bucket. Quickly into the front court. Underneath. Reverse layup. No. Skiba collects the rebound. Matt Pepping urging his team to hustle it up court and press the action. Again, this is the third game in four nights for the Jaguars. So the Pioneers are trying to turn up the tempo. And as a scramble on the floor, the Jaguars will use a timeout. Timeout here at Bruton with the score Pierce 7, BBE 5, 14:02 to go. We'll be back to Bruton after this.
This year's Pierce wrestling season is being wrestled in honor of Jared Tamala. For those of you who don't know Jared, wrestling was one of his great loves. Jared passed away at the end of his third grade year. He would have been a senior this year wrestling for the Pioneers. Jared's family does an annual toy drive in honor of Jared, bringing toys and gifts to other boys and girls who are fighting cancer at the hospital in the cities where Jared was treated. This year, the Pierce Wrestling Club has paired up with them to make this a success. At the December 19th Triangular versus Malacca and Mille Lacs, if you bring in a toy or offer a monetary donation, the Wrestling Booster Club will pay your admission fee for your admittance into the match. We hope to see you there.
Hi, this is Matt Pepping of the Pierce Pioneers. Be sure to listen to Pioneer Sports all season long on You Are There Sports.
We're in Bruton as the Jaguars, after the timeout, have it in the front court now. Three-pointer, Tenzin off, put back up and in. And the Jaguars have tied the game. That put back by Trustheim, his first two, 7-7, 13 and a half minutes to go. Broderick Leshinsky's in the ball game out of the timeout. Here's Weber slicing to the rim and scoring from the left wing. The slasher, Aaron Weber, has five, and we've got Casper knocking a ball out. Now Ethan Lochner will check in, and Coach Anderson will counter with Jake Fisher. Pioneer personnel right now, Casper, Leshinsky, Weber, Skiba, and Lochner. Pass in for Jacob Tenzin. Up the near side, they got a three on one. Here's Fisher over Lochner, no. Rebound, put back, trust time, no. Skiba with the rebound. Here's Casper, left side, free throw line high, down on the low blocks. Inside, Lochner finds Skiba, turn around, doesn't go. Rebound tip to the baseline, and we're going to get a whistle and a foul, I believe, on Ethan Lochner on a push. 12:59 to play. It is Ethan on the foul, his first, only the second foul on the Pioneers here in this half. And we've played 5 minutes. Pass ahead. Skiba knocks it away and got it to Leshinsky. Now to Weber. Free throw line. Driving. Puts it up. Been in. Turnover turns into points. And that's seven for Aaron Weber. And the Pioneers have their biggest lead at 11-7. Pressure and the Jaguars able to break it into the front court. Left corner now. Dalen Bitson for Tenzin for trust time out top. Working on Lochner. Back into the hands of Dalen Bitson. Bitson. To the corner, Tenzin will hoist one up, hit the side of the backboard. It deflects into the hands of Robbie Skiba. Now Casper, top of the key. Johnny finds Weber. Lochner wanted it, didn't get it. Back to Casper out top. Johnny wants to work the left side in front of the Jaguar bench, isolating with Bitson. Johnny gets a screen from Skiba, pull-up jumper off the back rim, rebound. No, ball loose, picked up by the Jaguars. Into the front court, shot up, it'll count. Jordan Wozmik will get it off the glass. And the foul on Casper, his second. Wozmik will go to the line for an and-one opportunity. It's 11-9. And now Michael Meyer will come in, replacing Johnny Casper. So Meyer replaces Casper. And Wozmik looks like he got a cut on his left hand. They'll either have to tape that up and get him back in or replace him with a shooter. So Wozmik will be was going to be the shooter, but they'll bring in Zach Walls to shoot. So Walls will take the free throw as they tend to the cut on the hand of Wozmik. 12:04 to go. Piers 11, BBE 9. Walls puts it up, and it is no good. Rebound snatched by Ethan Lochner. Broderick Leshinsky now will run the point. And Broderick left all alone, says, I'll take a three. He missed it, though. Rebound deflected into the hands of Dalen Bitson. Here comes BBE down by two to the top. Long three is up and good. And Jaguars take the lead on a Bitson three. 12-11 Jaguars. They've scored the last 5 points. Left side now for Weber, working against Tenzin. High pick and roll. Lochner inside from Weber, deflected to Skiba. Back to Aaron, 3-point. It looks good. It is. Weber off to a good start here. Already in double figures, 10 points. And they throw it away on the sideline off the hands of Jake Fisher. Piers will get it on the turnover with 11:21 to go. Piers 14, Jaguars 12. Broderick Leshinsky. Now Noah Bozer's going to check in. Here's Weber right side. Tenzin has drawn the defensive assignment on Weber. Goes baseline, stops, hands it inside to Skiba. Skiba muscles it up, hit the backboard, but comes off. And Tenzin collects the rebound. 11:05 to go. Here's Jacob Tenzin to the right side. Into the hands of Austin Trustheim. Trustheim, reverse pivot. Throws it back out front for Tenzin. Tenzin to the left side. This is Jake Fisher. Cutting through the lane is the Jaguar cutter, Austin Trustheim, but it's too high off his hands and out of bounds. And now Nick Harold and Noah Bozer come in for Robbie Skiba and Broderick Leshinsky. 10:47 left. Piers 14, Jaguars 12. Ethan Lochner, Nick Harold, Aaron Weber, Michael Meyer, Noah Bozer on the court. Here's Weber popping out to the right wing in front of the JV kids for Piers over there who are watching. There's a turnover as Lochner's bounce pass inside picked off, and now Tenzin Here's a steal, and here comes Weber. Uncontested, lays it up and in. A dozen for Aaron Weber, and it's 16-12. Trap in the backcourt, and they almost got a steal from Bozer, but they get it to Bitson. Three-pointer, Fisher. No, rebound, Lochner. Lochner clears it to Nick Harold. Nick pushing the action to Bozer, right corner. Noah, ball fake back. Nick drives the lane, scoops it up. No good, rebound, Tenzin. Cradles the ball and looks for help, bringing it up court. Tenzin wants out. 9:55, he's going to come out the next dead ball. A little gassed. Here's Bitson inside. He had a look from five, opted to throw it out. Here's Walls from long range. That's no good. Fisher rebound blocked by Harold. Out of bounds to Pierce. And into the ball game comes Brendan Locke, and Tenzin will take a seat. 9:43 to go here in Bruton tonight. Pierce 16, BBE 12. The Pioneers have not won here in 7 years. Almost to the day. It was Weber driving. Weber short, got his own miss, muscles it back up and in. Aaron Weber, two more. 18-12. And it's a 14-point half already for Aaron Weber. We haven't even played half. Here's a reverse. I think Lochner got a piece of the shot. Back the other way, Harold with a 3-on-3. Now the Jaguars get back in transition defense. Harold gets it back from Bozer. Nick back out top for Noah. Left side, Meyer with a slicing drive. Dishes inside, and Lochner wasn't ready for the pass. So there's a tumble on the floor. We're going to get Noah on a reach. Bolzer's going to get this foul. He does. First on Noah, fourth team foul. 8:58 to play here in Bruton. 18-12 Pioneers. Matter of fact, the Jaguars have not lost a conference home game since 2008. Here's a drive, shot blocked by Meyer. Back comes Harold, 3-on-3. Nick gives it up to Weber, lean in, and it will. Oh, they're going to get the player control foul on Aaron. Weber called for the charge. That'll be the first on Aaron, fifth team foul. Could have gone either way. Lochner will sit, Skiba comes in. That's Robbie, 8:42 to go. The last time the Jaguars lost a conference home game was February 26, 2008, when Rockford won here 87-63. Skiba with a steal to Meyer, quickly to Harold. Puts up a three, right side, no good. Rebound, Meyer. Back out, Bozer. Bozer from 20, no. Rebound tipped, and good hustle, but Skiba not able to collect, and it'll go to the Jaguars. The last time Pierce beat BBE was here, December 18th, 2007. They won 75-66 that night. 8:25, they're up by six here. With 8:20 to play, front court now. This is Austin Trustheim throwing it across the way. Bozer tipping it out. Good help defense by Noah Bozer. And the Pioneers will set up underneath defensively. Passing it in from the right baseline is Dalen Bitson, 6 foot senior. Gets it on the return, fires a 12-foot baseline ball off the hands of Robbie Skiba. Skimmed off the rim, and Robbie couldn't get the hands up in time, and now back into the game is Jacob Tenzin. 14 points for Aaron Weber, 2 for Robbie Skiba, 2 for Nick Harold, the Pioneer, 18. A little more balance shown by the Jaguar attack as there's a 3 by Bitson. No, Meyer with the board. Michael went up high to clear that one as we go under 8 minutes to play in Bruton. Here's Weber. Backing down his defender, finds Harold coming around on a curl. Now Skiba at the free throw line, facing the basket. Back to Meyer, left side, spinning into the lane, leans in. Contact, no call, play goes on. Here comes the BBE attack, and Meyer, as he did all fall in football, steps in front of a pass for the pickoff, comes back the other way, and the Jaguars get a hand on a pass to tip it out of bounds. 7:38 left. Now David Skiba will come in for the first time. David will replace Aaron Weber. Here's 18, BBE 12. Baseline left, it'll be Nick Harold in for Meyer. Back out quickly to Bozer. Noah, as Harold works his way to the right wing, starts to drive, dribbled it off his foot, and luckily it rolls right to Noah. Now Meyer, baseline cutting. looks to wrap around inside for Skiba, threw it away to Tenson. Contact ball rolling around. They've let him play here over the last couple of minutes, and Bitson now picks it up and works it into the front court. Bitson, free throw line, kick to the corner. Fire from there is good. A two-pointer by Austin Trustheim. Trustheim with four, and it's 18-14. 7:08 to go. Here's Harold at the point, standing right in the Jaguar logo at midcourt. Now Meyer on the right side as Harold cuts through. High screen from David Skiba. Meyer picked up his dribble. They leave him alone, so he steps up for a three. Missed it. Rebound cleared by the Jaguars. Austin Trustheim. Tenson crosses midcourt with 6:45 to go. Aaron Weber ready to come back in, and Leshinsky looks like he's going to come in as well. Bitson now, ball on the left wing in front of the home crowd. Out to the top for Trustheim, working on Meyer. Trustheim to the wing for Tenson right side. Skiba checking him. Now Bitson in the corner right side. Noah Bozer hands up defensively, active on the defensive end. 6:22 to go, 18-14 Piers. Here now is Trustheim. Patient trip down court in the half court. Now they lose it. Driving through the lane, Wozmik lost it. And that's a turnover on the Jaguars. Piers will bring in Leshinsky and Weber. Meyer leaves and Bozer leaves. Good minutes from both those young men. 6:14 to go until half. 18-14. Pioneers, low scoring half here. Pioneers trying to snap a two-game losing streak and pick up their first conference win of the year. Pioneers' first home game is Tuesday night when undefeated 7th-ranked Eden Valley Watkins is in town. Here's Weber out top, Harold into the high post. Little 14-foot air ball by David Skiba. Robbie Skiba collects it. David puts it up. And now the Jaguars get the rebound. Back the other way. Here's a drive and a foul called on Broderick Leshinsky. Broderick with the foul. His first, team sixth. At the line is Jordan Wozmik. 2 points tonight, 5:45 to go. Jaguars have attempted only one free throw tonight, and it was a miss. That one's good. Three now for Wozmik. 5:45 to go. Jaguars are down by three here on their home court. The lefty up and around and in. Four for Wozmik. Dalen Bitson has five. Wozmik and Trustheim with four, and three for Tenson. Those are the four Jaguars that have scored. Here's Harold on the right wing. Out front, Leshinsky tipped out front by the long arms of Jacob Tenson, 6'3 junior. His wingspan is probably that of about a 6'7 kid. He's got very long arms. Now Casper will come in and David Skiba will sit down. 5:29 to go. Piers by a bucket, 18-16. Leshinsky takes the inbound. Broderick starts his dribble, passes to Casper on the right wing. Now back to Weber left side. Leshinsky back to the right side for Harold, probing the perimeter. Leshinsky back to Weber left side. Long three, Aaron. Off the rebound is Harold. Nick, good hustle in the corner to pick it up. Got it back. Harold now finds Leshinsky out top. Ball fake, gives it to Weber. Down to the baseline, Robbie Skiba tried to thread a pass through to Casper, and too many Jaguar hands there. They deflected it and have the steal. Under 5 minutes left. Ethan Lochner will come in shortly. Here's a drive and dish. Shot up, Trustheim, no good. Rebound Leshinsky, whistle, and we've got a foul on the Jaguars. This will go on Brendan Locke, fighting for position with Skiba underneath. His second, team's third. Lochner for Robbie Skiba. 4:44 to play here in Brewton tonight. Pioneers into the front court. It's Leshinsky across the timeline for Weber. Back to Leshinsky, Harold. Up top, Leshinsky back to Weber. Down low, Lochner whips it out to Leshinsky. Now for Harold. Skip pass, Weber left side. Trying to move, make that zone move. Leshinsky back to Harold, and Leshinsky now to Casper. Here's a Nick Harold three. It's too long, and the rebound chased down by Tenson. 2-point Piers lead coming up on 4 minutes left. And the Jaguars nearly throw it away, tipping it out of bounds. In the corner is Weber. .401 to play until half. Pass in the corner. Count is on and a 5-second call. Turnover on the Jaguars. Good defense by Piers. And now we will see Ryan Illies come in. Ryan will replace Brendan Locke. Ryan's the son of Pat Illies, one of the good guys in amateur baseball. Heads up the El Rosa Saints amateur baseball team. Leshinsky to the right side. Now Casper, nice dish inside. Lochner draws a quick double. He puts it up, got his own miss, put it up and draws a foul. Good work, Ethan Lochner. An equally good little shovel pass from Johnny Casper. Foul is called on the Jaguars. Austin Trustheim, his second fourth team foul. Lochner for a pair. First for the 6'4 senior, rattles in. First point tonight for Ethan. The Pioneers are 4-for-5 from the line. Ethan shoots 64% this year from the line. That one is short, grazes the rim, bounces to the corner, picked up by Jaguar Jordan Wasmick. 19-16, and they'll get Nick Harold on a little bump. Nick will pick up his first foul, and it's a 1-1 coming for the Jaguars. 3:38 to go. That is the seventh team foul on Piers. Harold will sit. Michael Meyer comes in. And at the line for BBE, number 23, Jordan Wasmick. He's 2-for-2 tonight. Not a good free throw shooter so far this year. 8-for-22 coming in, just 36%. But he's 3-for-3 tonight. 5 points. He and Bitson have 5 apiece to lead the Jaguars. And it's a 2-point Piers lead. And it's a 1-point Piers lead. 19-18. Close here in Bruton tonight. Leshinsky to the left side. Weber. Zone defense here by BBE. Back to Weber. He's going to get a look at a three. That one spins out. Rebound. Casper tipped it away. Fought for and finally taken by Trustheim. 3:17 to play in the half. Jaguars will look to retake the lead this trip down. Here's Tenson knifing to the lane. Left side, Trustheim gives the Jaguars a 1-point lead with a free throw line jumper. 6 for Trustheim, and it's 20-19. Weber three, right side, no. Rebound, Lochner off his hands to BBE. Ethan got to that ball, but he was on his downward trek in his leap, so couldn't really get a good handle on the ball. His arm was above everybody, but under 3 to play now, 20-19. BBE by a point. Pressure by Piers. Weber's got to be careful, and he's going to get a foul. Boy, you could see that coming. Weber gets his second. It's a 1-1 for the Jaguars. Weber was just kind of hip-to-hip with Wasmick all the way up court, and now Aaron will sit, and Noah Bozer will come in. Weber's with his second foul. He's got 14 of the Pioneers' 19 points. Wasmick at the line, where he's a perfect 4-for-4. That one around and out, and Illies had the rebound. No, he didn't. Illies couldn't control it, and it's out to Piers. 2:51 to play. To the left side, here's Noah, back to Leshinsky. Leshinsky back to Bozer. A 1-2-2 zone. Tenson doing most of the chasing. There's a deflected pass. Quick hands by the Jaguars, resulting in a turnover. Bitson shot blocked by Leshinsky. Casper wins the race. Here's Johnny giving it up to Meyer. Missed the layup, Casper. The follow-up for two. Casper with the basket. And Illies will get the foul. Ryan Illies the foul. So Johnny got the ball to Meyer, missed the layup, and then Johnny with the rebound and the field goal. Here's Casper for one. It's good. Casper's 3 points now, and the Pioneers have a two-point lead, 22-20 with 2:15 to go. Jordan Wozmik to Tenzin. Casper defending. Into the low post. Running hook up with the lefty and off the glass. Wow, Jordan Wozmik going skyhook on the Pioneers. Eight for him. 22 apiece with under two to play. Out front, Leshinsky. Back for Meyer in the right corner. Back to Broderick. They're setting Casper right on the right side of the free throw line as a high post option. Skiba on the baseline. Leshinsky now for Bozer. Down to Robbie. Inside. Got it through to Casper, but not in position to do anything. There's a tip ball out front by Wozmik. 1:35 to go, and it looks like Weber is going to re-enter the ball game here. So this is a little dicey situation right here. Aaron's got to play clean basketball here. You don't want to get that third foul with just over a minute and a half to go. Right now, Aaron with two fouls, but he's got 14 points as well. Double-edged sword. Bolzer left side now with under a minute and a half. Finds Leshinsky. Leshinsky fires a three, and it banks in. Broderick knocked it in off the glass from about two steps behind the arc. Piers by three, 25-22, 1:10 to go. And Bolzer will get a foul as he was late trying to intercept the pass, and Noah has picked up his second. That's the ninth Pioneer foul. And at the line for BBE will be Austin Trustheim. Pioneers are up by three with 1:08 to go. Trustheim has 6 points tonight, and that one is good. Seven. That's the last 1-1 of the half for BBE. They'll be in double bonus. It's only a minute and 8 seconds until halftime. The Pioneers now lead by one as Trustheim makes them both. 25-24. Quickly Meyer, front court. Leshinsky. Left side now for Bozer. 1 minute to go. Casper in the lane. Tried to find an opening to Weber down low. And again, the Jaguars deflect a pass and have a steal. Jaguars with the ball down a point. 48 seconds left. First half in Bruton tonight. Here's Wozmik. Left corner. Back out top for Trustheim. Now to Bitson. To the corner right side in the hands of Trustheim. To Tenzin. 35 seconds left. Leshinsky guarding out front to the left wing for Ilias. Ryan Ilias, just a freshman. Out front again for Daylon Bitson, 25. Here's a tip ball by Leshinsky into the backcourt. Bitson retrieves. 18 to play. Looks like the Jaguars want a shot at the last shot here and take a lead into the locker room at half. 12 to play. Fall away jumper blocked by Michael Meyer. And here comes Casper with six to Bozer with four. And a three from the corner from Leshinsky is an air ball at the horn, and that's halftime. Piers 25, BBE 24 at halftime. The halftime show begins next on youaretheresports.com.
The days are winding down to get that perfect gift this Christmas. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack, and we can help you find what you are looking for. We have the gifts that everyone wants, and they are on sale this week. Save $30 on the Avio Portable Bluetooth Speaker, now just $49.99. Or get the Garmin Nubi 42LM for only $89.99. Plus, save up to 50% on Radio Shack Portable Power. Don't be the last-minute shopper this year. Stop into Radio Shack and let us help you gift smart.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Did you know the second leading cause of fire death for older adults is heating? Hi, I'm Dave Rushell from the Pierce Fire Department. To make sure you'll stay warm and safe this winter, follow these life-saving tips. When buying a space heater, look for the auto-off feature should the heater fall over. Keep space heaters at least 3 feet away from other objects. Your fireplace should have a screen large enough to catch flying sparks and rolling logs. This message was brought to you by the Pierce Fire Department and You Are There Sports.
Hi, this is Oscar of the Pioneers. May all the joys of Christmas fill your heart throughout the new year.
Welcome back to Bruton Elementary School. We're at halftime. Pioneers clinging to a one-point lead over Belgrade Bruton El Rosa. It's 25-24. Let's take a look at the numbers. First of all, for the Jaguars, two players with 8 points apiece, Jordan Wozmik and Austin Trustheim. 5 for Dalen Bitson. 3 for Jacob Tenzin. Those are the only 4 Jaguars that have scored. One of the starters, Brendan Locke, played but did not score, and 3 guys off the bench played but didn't score, that being Jake Fisher, Zach Walls, and Ryan Illis. From the line, BBE 75%, 6 for 8. Foul-wise, not a whole lot of worries for head coach Chris Anderson. They only had 5 fouls in the first half as a team. Austin Trustheim and Brendan Locke with 2 apiece. Those are starting forwards. And then Ryan Illis, a reserve, picked up 1. No timeouts used by BBE either. Very fast first half as both coaches kept all their timeouts in their back pocket. For the Pioneers now, their 25 points is led by Aaron Weber with 14. After that, 3 for Johnny Casper. Broderick Leshinsky has 3. 2 for Robbie Skiba, 2 for Nick Harold, 1 for Ethan Luckner. Pioneers were 5 for 7 from the line. Johnny Casper was 1 for 1, Aaron Weber 1 for 2, Nick Harold was 2 for 2, and Ethan Luckner 1 for 2 from the free throw line. From a foul standpoint, Johnny Casper, Noah Bozer, and Aaron Weber all with 2 fouls. 1 apiece on Nick Harold, Ethan Lochner, and Broderick Leshinsky. It was back and forth in the half, both teams with several leads. And right now, close as you can be without a tie, Pierce 25, BBE 24. When we come back, we'll take a look at other games in the conference and around Central Minnesota. We'll do that all as the halftime continues here in Bruton tonight on youaretheresports.com.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushell, Peers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, would like to ask you these simple questions. Are you adequately covered in the event that you're involved in an auto accident? What are your limits of liability? If you're injured or cause injury, are you covered? What members of your household are covered? Are you maximizing your savings under your current policy? For answers to these questions and more, contact the Insurance Shop. Ron works with 15 different auto companies, so he's able to find you the best policy to fit your auto insurance needs. In the Pierce area, call him at 468-6177, and in the Foley area, give him a call at 968-6217. The Insurance Shop, your independent insurance agent, a proud supporter of our local student athletes.
We all know the symbols for good sportsmanship. A handshake at the end of a game, or a little 2-4-6-8 for the losing team, which, let's face it, could very well be your team. The idea is to make the best of the situation, win or lose. So why not extend sportsmanship into the rest of your life? Easy enough, right? Like the next time you get that math test back and it's below the curve, try giving your teacher a high five. Sure, she might give you a look, but chances are, you'll feel better. Or say you're leaving a concert and the cop lets 50 other cars go ahead of you? Instead of getting mad, stick your arm out the window for a little raise the roof. You know, like a touchdown dance, but in the car. Or how about this? Next time she says, "No, I'm going to the dance with someone else," simply give her a little pat and say, "Good game." After all, dating is the biggest game of all, isn't it? So, my friends, there you have it. Support your local high school sports, but more importantly, support sportsmanship. Use it every day.
Hi, this is Shelby. May your Christmas sparkle with moments of love, laughter, and goodwill. And may the year ahead be full of contentment and joy. Have a Merry Christmas.
Back at Bruton Elementary School, where the boys play their home games, the girls' team plays theirs at the high school in Belgrade. Speaking of the girls' team, head coach Christina Anderson helping out on the halftime show out there. Their shooting contest. Piers 25, BBE 24. We're at halftime as we look at the conference schedule tonight. Undefeated Eden Valley Watkins is home tonight, playing Holdingford. Howard Lake, Waverly Winstead at Maple Lake. That'll be an interesting one to see the results of that one. Those are two good teams that figure to finish in the upper half in the conference standings. And Rockford at Kimball, another one. The last two Pioneer opponents going head-to-head tonight. That game is in Kimball this evening. Right now, Eden Valley Watkins undefeated, ranked number 7 in the latest state polls. So Adam Langer will bring his team over to Piers on Tuesday night. The first and only home game for the boys team before the new year. Elsewhere in central Minnesota tonight, Painesville is playing at Litchfield. Sauk Center and Melrose renewing their rivalry. That game's in Melrose tonight. Annandale is at Albany. Fergus Falls is over in Alexandria, Apollo at Wilmer, Tech at Ricori. Brainerd is in Sartell tonight. The Bram Bombers, they've gone to Mora. Malacca's at Zimmerman. Prairie Conference teams tonight include Royalton at home to West Central area. Swanville and Osakis are playing in Swanville tonight. The Uppsala Cardinals are home to St. John's Prep. Aiken visiting Onamia, and Ogilvy is up at Hinckley Finlayson this evening. Both teams coming out of the locker room now. And we're about a minute and a half away from getting started in the second half. Again, a reminder, we'll be on the air again tomorrow morning in Brainerd as the Pioneer Wrestlers are up at the Paul Bunyan Tournament. 10 o'clock. They actually started that tonight with the first couple of rounds as the Pioneer Wrestlers in action there. As we take a look, we'll give you some of these quick results here. Reese Kapsner had a bye. Jake Andres won 5-2. Andrew Tamala won by an injury default. Luke Gertz got pinned. Jalen Jansen got pinned. Lane Gertz won an 18-2 decision. Colton Eichens picked up a pin. Matt Kummet won 3-0. Austin Gall got pinned. Then Reese Kapsner lost 4-0. Jake Andres lost 4-0. Andrew Tamala lost 10-4. Colton picked up his second pin. Matt Kummet won 6-4. Teddy Daler won by pin. So those are the results so far up in Brainerd tonight. So what that means is that tomorrow the Pioneers have 3 in the semis. Teddy Daler, Colton Eichens, and Matt Kummet. Everybody else will have wrestleback action. Second half is about to begin. The Pioneers, personnel-wise, come out with Johnny Casper, Aaron Weber, Nick Harold, Broderick Leshinsky, Noah Moser. And like the first half, the second half begins the same way with Dean Damon taking a seat, and here we go. Here's Nick Harold, Pioneers with possession. 25-24, high post for Weber, back to Harold. Left side, Leshinsky. Back to Nick out top. Right side, Noah Moser to Weber. Bolzer left alone. Three-pointer online, but short. Rebound underneath. Taken by Jordan Wozmik. Wozmik. Cross midcourt. 1 point Piers Lee. Now Tenzin, left wing, guarded by Weber. 17:30 to play. Bolzer tips the pass out of bounds. Pass in, left baseline. ...17-27, they get it out top for Tenzin. Jacob Tenzin being defended by Weber to the left side. Into the hands of Wozmik. Now it's Brendan Locke. Pioneers man-to-man, cutting through and up and off the glass for two is Wozmik. And the Jaguars have the lead, 26-25. A patient trip down court resulted in a good look, and Wozmik in double figures with 10. 17 minutes to play. Weber, free throw line, too hard. Rebound, Wozmik. 26-25, Belgrade, Bruton El Rosa to the left wing. This is Jacob Tenzin, guarded by Aaron Weber. To Locke. Locke, right side for Trustheim. Trustheim against Bolzer. Ball deflected by Casper, but right back to a Jaguar. Now it's Dalen Bitson against Broderick Leshinsky. Picked up his dribble, looks for help, and Tenzin comes over to bail him out. 16-25, another patient trip down court. Here's Locke to the corner left side at the end of the Jaguar bench here in Bruton. Bitson pivoting around. He picked up his dribble, Leshinsky, and now they got it inside. This is Locke posting up on Casper, throws it up at the rim. Rebound, Nick Harold. Harold off and running, 1-on-3. Nick will challenge anyway and draw a foul. Good aggressiveness by Nick Harold. Harold will shoot a couple. And Nick, so far tonight, is 2-for-2 from the line. His only point, 16:05 to go. The foul on Jacob Tenzin, his first foul of the half on the Jaguars. So junior guard Nick Harold at the line. Up and good. We are tied at 26, just about 2 minutes into the second half. One more. This will give the Pioneers the lead. And swish. 4 for Nick Harold, all from the free throw line. And now Harold steals the inbounds. Nick will blow it up with the left hand. Bolzer there for Casper. Pioneers reset. Weber left alone. 3-pointer. Got it. Weber turns into a 4-point play. 5-point play now. Bolzer with a steal and the basket and a foul. Pioneers back-to-back steals with the press. And the Jaguar foul is on Trustheim, his third. Pioneers are going to score 7 points if Bolzer makes his free throw with the ball not getting above the free throw line for the Jaguars, but he missed it. Rebound for BBE's Brendan Locke. 15:38 to go. It's now a 6-point lead for Piers, their biggest. That little spurt opened it up to 32-26. Dead ball, Bitson. Bolzer, steal in the corner. Noah read the pass. Here comes Bolzer. Up ahead, Weber. Transition. Gives it up. Harold back out top. Left side, slashing underneath is Aaron Weber. Up a feed from Casper. Timeout, Jaguars. The Pioneers on a big run to start the half. 9-2 in the second half. And with 15:16 to play, Pioneers lead by 8, 34-26.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
To a joyful present and a well-remembered past, best wishes for a happy holidays and a magnificent new year from Matt Pepping and the Piers Pioneers.
And Coach Pepping's team on a 9-2 run here In the first 2:45 of the second half, it's now Piers 34, BBE 26, and it's been the full court pressure, resulting in turnovers and points. Jaguars use their first timeout. Pioneer setting up, 2-2-1 press. Pass in baseline, Trust Time with a length of the floor to go. Nobody guarding the inbounds, Trust Time hands it in to Jordan Wozmik. Wozmik. Pioneers make him give up the ball to Tenson, and now they get it across midcourt. Left alone, here's Bitson, air ball three, followed up by Wozmik. Came right down into his hands for an easy putback. He's got all four Jaguar points this half and a dozen in the game. Here's a deflected ball to Casper, right side of the line. Now he had it tipped away and stolen by Wozmik. Wozmik into the lane, leans in and got, blocked out of bounds by Casper. Johnny with the block. Boy, Johnny went up to block that one. Baseline left pass in, 14:44 to go in regulation. Piers 34, BBE 28. They get it into Locke, quickly out to Trust Time. Trust Time holding it overhead, guarded by Weber, now dribbles once. Needs Tenson to come around. Nope, not there, so Bitson circles out front. Daylon Bitson now will reset at the point. 14.5 to go in Bruton. Bitson to the corner. Three-pointer, Tenson short. Rebound, Leshinsky. Broderick looking up the right sideline for Bozer in front of the Pioneer bench. Bozer goes baseline, scoops it out. Leshinsky from 22. It's good. A deep three by Broderick Leshinsky, and a tip ball and thrown out of bounds to Piers. Tenson threw it away, and the Pioneers have forced another turnover on the press. And now we'll see Ryan Olmscheid in for the first time. Olmscheid checks in, replacing Jacob Tenson with 14:09 to go. 37-28, biggest lead of the night is 9 for the Pioneers. Pass deflected out by Jordan Wozmik. Pass in for Noah Bozer in front of the Pioneer bench. Just over 14 minutes to play in this game. So Bozer launches a three, in and out. Casper tips the rebound. They're going to get Johnny over the back. That's three on Johnny Casper. It's the first Pioneer foul of this half. Near steal by Bozer. There's a scramble, and it's out of bounds. It'll stay with... No, it's going to be Pierce's ball. Jaguars turned it over. Off the knee, says the referee of Jordan Wozmik. So pass in from the hidden corner. Lob out front for Leshinsky. Back to Casper, right side. Explodes to the basket, wraps it inside. Weber had his shot blocked. Ooh, and now that one went off of Weber, but the Pioneers caught a break. Weber's shot blocked, and I thought it went off of Aaron's hands and out of bounds, but it stays with Weber. They lob into Harold. Nick now starts his dribble to the right wing. Bitson chasing. Nick, bounce pass, kicked, and rolling on the floor, picked up by the Jaguars. Here's Daylon Bitson to the left side. Three-pointer, Wozmik is good. Wozmik has 15, and the lead is 6. 37-31, whistle and a foul on Wozmik. That'll be his first, third team foul. Piers by 6, 37-31. They've outscored the Jaguars here, 12-7. Here comes Michael Meyer. He'll come in and replace Johnny Casper. 13:23 left. Pass in Leshinsky for Harold. Bozer, Meyer, and Weber also on the court. Meyer, nice little step around and missed the shot. Got it off the rebound, but he had a foot on the end line. Turnover on the Pioneers. It's Jaguar basketball. 13:15 to go. Backcourt pressure again by Pierce. It's been effective. They break it this time, though, with a pass to Wozmik. The running hook, no good. Rebound up and in by Austin Trustheim. He's got 10, and now the Jaguars on a scoring run. cutting the lead to four. Five unanswered BBE points. 37-33, under 13 to play. Leshinsky for Harold. Back to Broderick. Now Harold at the point. Back for Broderick. Nice move. Baseline floater. Good. Broderick Leshinsky. That's eight for Broderick. 39-33. Shot. No. Wozmik. Put back. Whistle. Foul called on Trustheim. That's four on him. Trustheim came over the back. And the ball will belong to the Pioneers. Front court for Nick Harold. To the left side for Bolzer. Bolzer left alone. No rebound. Wozmik. The Jaguars were caught as the ball went out of bounds. Odd situation there. A player had checked in, came onto the court. Another player left. Then they switched again. Almost like a hockey play. Came over. One guy came over the boards. 12:24 to go. No harm, no foul. Leshinsky will pass it in. Harold into the high post. This is Michael Meyer attacking. He got tripped, and a foul will be called. Meyer will shoot a couple. I think it'll be Jacob Tenzin, number three. Yes. Second on him. That's five team fouls now on the Jaguars. 5-1 in fouls. 39-33. Piers, Meyer at the line. Looking for his first point. Michael got it. 3 of 4 this half. 8 for 11 in the game are the Pioneers. One more from Meyer. 12:19 left. Meyer makes them both. Pioneers are back by 8 now. 41-33 Piers. Wozmik returns the pass to Bitson. Into the middle of the floor for Tenzin. And the ball thrown away. That extra pass led Olmscheid too far. And with 12:12 left, the Piers Pioneers get the basketball. Front court, Harold finds Bolzer on the wing left side. Into the high post, back to the basket is Meyer. Bolzer, an uncontested three, drains it. Noah for three. That's five for Noah Bolzer. Tip ball by Bolzer. Meyer tips it, but and a reach-in foul. Reach-in foul against the Pioneers, Noah Bolzer. That'll be number three on Noah. He and Johnny with three fouls apiece. Piers with their biggest lead now at 11, 44-33, 11:54 to go. And into the lane. There's an open look for Brendan Locke. His first two. And it's 44-35. Harold now back the other way. And Meyer, left side, kick out to Bolzer. Left corner, Weber out front. Harold, open look. Got it. Here are Nick Harold with the three. His first field goal. He's got 7 points. Long pass, too far. Another forced turnover on pressure. Into the ball game now comes Jake Fisher. He played a little bit in the first half. He'll replace Ryan Olmscheid. Piers leading by 12, 47-35 here in BBE tonight. Front court, Leshinsky got his man off his feet, so he steps up for a 10-footer, banks it too hard. Wozmik clears off the rebound. Back the other way against Harold, scores. Jordan Wozmik having a nice night, 17 of his team's 37, and with 10:55 to go, it's a 10-point lead. 47-37. Harold at the point. One-on-one with Bitson. Floats inside. Draws a foul. Little finger roll attempt by Nick Harold, and somebody got a piece of the wrist. It's Tenzin. That's three on Jacob Tenzin. At the line, Nick Harold. A perfect 4 for 4 tonight. First for Nick is good. 5 for 5 now for Nick. And overall, Harold is now 16 for 17 this year. Outstanding shooter. Made them both. 9 for Nick Harold, and it's a 12-point lead. They've got Bitson, or Wozmik, trapped, and now it's tipped away by Michael Meyer. Almost a steal there against pressure again. Pass in at midcourt, Tenzin for Wozmik. The Pipestone Arrows are at home tonight against Wyndham. By the way, there's a pass deflected out. Former Pioneer Joe Call's team is 1-2 this year. Pipestone head coach Leshinsky will check out. Ethan Lochner comes in. Wyndham, a pretty good team. They're 4-1, the Arrows opponent tonight. Way down in the southwest corner. Out top, three-pointer. Bitson, nope, long. Rebound comes down to the hands of Noah Moser. Pioneers race it up court and a deflected ball. Otherwise, that was going to be a layup for Weber. Just getting a piece of it was Dalen Bitson. It'll be Ethan Lochner to throw it in front of the hometown crowd across the way here at Bruton. Lochner flips it into Noah. 10-13 and counting here in Bruton tonight. 49-37. High screen. Bozer finds Lochner. Lochner gets the fingertip roll to drop. 3 for Ethan Lochner tonight. Nice play between Lochner and Bozer. 51-37. Whistle travel on the Jaguars. Wozmik lost his footing right in front of the Piers bench. Stumbled to the floor, and the whistle and a foul or travel was called. Now it is trust time checking back in for Fisher. Ethan Lochner to throw it in for Nick Harold. Harold driving, left-hand dribble, stops, kicks it out to Bozer, three-pointer, good! Bozer! Suddenly Noah with 8, there's a steal by Harold, no! Rebound tipped out by Nick to Weber. Weber, 3, yes! Weber! Boy, the Pioneers starting to light it up from the outside, and Chris Anderson says timeout. The Pioneers have opened up a 20-point lead. 57-37 with 9:36 to play.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good luck, Pioneer.
The days are winding down to get that perfect gift this Christmas. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack, and we can help you find what you are looking for. We have the gifts that everyone wants, and they are on sale this week. Save $30 on the Avio Portable Bluetooth Speaker, now just $49.99. Or get the Garmin Nuvi 42LM for only $89.99. Plus, save up to 50% on Radio Shack Portable Power. Don't be the last-minute shopper this year. Stop into Radio Shack and let us help you gift smart.
Hi, this is Kyle Becker. The Pioneers wish you joy and prosperity throughout the coming year. Thank you for your continued support at our games. Happy holidays.
Pioneers have exploded for 6 three-pointers in this half. And that's helped them open up a 12-point lead now. Excuse me, a 20-point lead. 57-37, 9:33 to play. Second timeout used by Jaguar coach Chris Anderson, and now Bitson has it tipped away by Bozer, has to hustle back to retrieve it. Now it's a 5-on-4 as Bozer gets back into the play. Noah swatting at the ball, he's going to pick up a foul. That's 4 on Noah. Good hustle, though, boy. Noah, you can't fault the effort. And the Pioneers pick up only their second foul this half. Noah's got 4 fouls, and they'll lob it in. Down low, this is Brendan Locke. Locke off for Wozmik. Now a 3. Bitson got it. Bitson from just to the left of the top of the key. Bitson now with 8 points, his second 3 of the night. 57-49 minutes to play. Harold out top. Nick Into the high post for Ethan Lochner. Back out. This is Bozer. One-on-one with Tenzin. Got a screen from Lochner. Nothing developed out of that. They still work it on the perimeter with Bozer down to the corner now. Ethan into the lane. Here's Weber getting loose. Missed it. Weak side rebound tipped up by Meyer. He didn't get it to go. And back the other way comes Wozmik. Racing up court with a left hand for two. Boy, Wozmik with outstanding speed with the dribble. He just outran everybody. He's got 11 this half and 19 in the game. 57-42 now. Harold and Bozer. Noah drives, leans in, off the mark. Jaguar rebound. Front court. This is Bitson with Tenzin getting the ball out top. 8 minutes left to play in Bruton. To the left side for Dalen Bitson. Bitson, one dribble for Austin Trustheim. Bounce pass to the corner right side. Wozmik in the lane. Left-hand floater. No, rebound, Michael Meyer. Meyer up the right side for Noah. Bozer in transition to Meyer. No! And a foul called. Meyer will shoot a couple. Foul is on Austin Trustheim, and that should foul him out. He walks to the bench. He'll end the night with 10 points. At the line, Michael Meyer, and coming in for the Jaguars is Zach Walls to replace him. Walls for Trustheim. Pierce 57, BBE 42, 7:43 to go. Now Broderick Leshinsky will come in for Noah. Meyer got the friendly roll. Michael tonight is 3-for-3 from the line. 58-42. Second. In and out. Lochner fighting for the rebound. Good hustle, but he couldn't stay in bounds with it. Now Johnny Casper back in for Michael. Front court for the Jags to the left side. Out top, Tenzin, guarded by Weber. Wozmik asking for the ball in the low post, doesn't get it. 7:25 left. 58-42. Out top, this is Locke, working on Lochner about 23 feet away from the basket. Leshinsky tips the ball out of bounds. Good hands over there by Kobe Linder in the crowd to keep his friends safe. There's a foul. Pioneers will get a foul called on Nick Harold, his second, third team foul, and Tenzin will shoot a couple. 7:01 to go. Free throws, rims in. For Jacob Tenzin, he hit a three right away, and that's his first point since. 4 points now. Second is up, rims around, tipped by Lochner over to Casper. Now to Leshinsky, 2-on-3, doesn't have numbers, so they work it back out. Good ball movement tonight. That's one of the things that's impressed. Here's Weber's three off, races in, puts it up and in. Weber knew he was going to miss it, raced after the rebound and put it off the glass for the field goal. 24 now for Aaron Weber. Here's a Tenzin three, comes up short to Lochner. 6.5 minutes left. The Pioneers by 17. Leshinsky for Casper. Back out for Johnny. Again, the Jaguars have not lost a conference home game in 7 years. They're down by 17. Back the other way. To the top now is Bitson. They did lose here to Uppsala, but that's a non-conference game here to open the year. Thrown away. There's a race. It's out of bounds. It'll be Pierce ball. 5:59 left. Pierce 60, BBE 43. Ryan Olmscheid returns. He'll replace Dalen Bitson. And Robbie Skiba comes back in. Skiba for Lochner. Under 6 minutes to go in Brewton tonight. A reminder, we're in Brainerd tomorrow morning. 13 and a half hours. I've got to get to Brainerd. I think I'll make it. Leshinsky drives, leans in. They're going to get Broderick for a charge. And the foul is on Broderick Leshinsky as Brendan Locke bore the brunt of that Leshinsky shoulder. Second on Broderick, fourth team foul, 5:42 to go as Locke runs it off. Piers by 17. It was a one-point game at half, 25-24, but pressure and long-range shooting by the Pioneers in the first 3 minutes open this up. Pioneers have hit six threes this half. They had one at halftime. Now we're ready to resume play. Tenzin takes it, trapped in the corner, found Wozmik up the left sideline. Here's Wozmik pulling up from three, got it. Wozmik, and there's a timeout for the Jags. Chris Anderson uses his final full timeout with the score. Pierce 60, BBE 46, 5:33 to play. We will be back after this on youaretheresports.com.
The days are winding down to get that perfect gift this Christmas. Hi, this is Sarah from Radio Shack, and we can help you find the perfect phone or tablet from Verizon Wireless. Right now, get the LG G3 phone with a 5.5-inch stunning quad HD display for just $49.99 after $100 mail-in rebate debit card. Plus, this week, save up to 50% on Radio Shack portable power. This ensures your loved ones never have to worry about a dead phone. Don't be the last-minute shopper this year. Stop into Radio Shack, your Verizon authorized wireless retailer, and let us help you gift smart.
Two-year activation, upgrade, early termination, and other fees may apply. Coverage details at verizonwireless.com.
This year's Piers wrestling season is being wrestled in honor of Jared Tamala. For those of you who don't know Jared, wrestling was one of his great loves. Jared passed away at the end of his third grade year. He would have been a senior this year wrestling for the Pioneers. Jared's family does an annual toy drive in honor of Jared, bringing toys and gifts to other boys and girls who are fighting cancer at the hospital in the cities where Jared was treated. This year, the Piers Wrestling Club has paired up with them to make this a success. At the December 19th Triangular versus Malacca and Mille Lacs, if you bring in a toy or offer a monetary donation, the Wrestling Booster Club will pay your admission fee for your admittance into the match. We hope to see you there.
May the Christmas season fill your home with joy, your heart with love, and your life with laughter. Happy holidays from Taylor Bozer and the Pioneers.
Pioneers with the basketball after the timeout, and they turn it over against pressure. And here comes BBE, 60-46, 5:12 left to play. Pioneers lead by 14. Tenzin out top, picked up his dribble. Coming around is Jordan Wozmik. Wozmik has done the bulk of the scoring tonight. 22 for the Jaguars, and there's a tip ball out of bounds. He's got 22 of his team's 46. Aaron Weber has 24 of his team's 60. Those are the top two scorers tonight. Scott Harold led his JV team to their fourth win of the year tonight. JVers winning to improve to 4-0, 49-35. Locke lost the dribble, and here comes Broderick Leshinsky. Broderick for two. And Broderick has 10, his second double-figure scoring game of the year. 62-46, coming up on 4.5 minutes left. Baseline drive, Wozmik, add two. Well, he's been a one-man wrecking crew for the Jaguars. Unfortunately, it takes more than one most nights. 62-48, 4:15 left to play. Casper will take it to the rim and score. Johnny Casper, he's got five tonight. Tip ball by Harold. Johnny almost got it. Now Wozmik racing up court. Wozmik to the wing right side. Harold knocks it loose. Wozmik rolls after, picked up by Casper. That's a good defensive stand there by Nick Harreld. Casper steps around a defender, got bumped, and it's out of bounds. Touch last ruled by Brendan Locke with 3:54 to play. Pass in Aaron Weber. The Jaguars are going to make a substitute here. It'll be Dalen Bitson returning to the lineup. BBE won the C-Squad game tonight, 34-20. Here's Weber to throw it in. Weber had a huge start early with 14 of the team's first 16. Weber gets a return pass. Nope, deflected inside. Casper tried to no-look drop a pass to Weber. Jaguars have tipped a number of passes tonight. Now Tenzin for Bitson right side. 3:38 left. 64-48 Piers. Here's Wozmik. The runner's up and in. Boy, it's been that kind of night for that young man. 18 this half, 26 in the game. 64-50, Piers, 3:20 left. Coach Anderson up, urging his team to come out and pressure defensively. Pioneers should get some good looks now. And they'll get Skiba for a shoulder, lowering the shoulder on Locke. Robbie with his first, fifth team foul. 3:14 left, pressure by Piers. 14-point Pioneer lead. Some moisture on the court, so they'll wipe that up. 5 points tonight for Johnny. 8 for Noah Bozer. 2 for Robbie Skiba. Aaron Weber, the big night, 24. 9 for Nick Harreld. 3 for Ethan Lochner. Michael Myers got 3, and Broderick Leshinsky with 10. Good balance tonight for the Pioneers. It's helping them to a 14-point lead. Skiba with the steal and a tip ball. He got it to Casper, and Matt Pepping will yell timeout, and it's granted. 3:07 to go. The Pioneers by 14. Back in a minute on youaretheresports.com.
The Piers Pioneers have built a solid foundation of excellence with hard work, teamwork, and dedication to their craft. To help you get your foundation off to a solid start, contact Gertz Concrete in Piers. With a wide range of services available like sidewalks, driveways, garage floors, patios, steps, and so much more. Contact Darren or Calvin today to get started at 320-360-2212. Gertz Concrete wants to say good
Hello,
luck.
Hello, Pioneer fans. This is David Rushville, Piers Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers.
Hi, this is Kayla Carter of the Pioneers, wishing you and your loved ones peace, health, happiness, and prosperity in the coming new year.
Well, the Pioneers with some prosperity tonight. It's 64-50, 3:07 to play here in Bruton. Here's a Weber three from the corner. It's short. Rebound taken by Ryan Olmscheid. Under 3 minutes left in Bruton. Here's Bitson looking for help. Got it to Tenzin, now into the right corner for Olmscheid, working on Leshinsky. Pass deflected by Casper to Harreld. Nick off and running, looks it up, fouled, and Nick will shoot two. This will be Dalen Bitson for his first. That one just crawled off the rim. 2:45 to go. Noah Bozer is going to come in after the first free throw. Nick tonight, 6-for-6, second straight 6-for-6 night from the line. He had a 6-for-6 night in Kimball Tuesday. And he's one better than that now. 7-for-7. Leshinsky out, Bozer in. Zach Walls checks in for BBE. Piers by 15, 65-50. And it's up, and that one around and short, and there's the first miss of the night for Nick Harreld. Rebound Jaguars. Now it's Wozmik. Tip by Nick Harreld, scrambles after it. Good hustle by Nick, laying out on the floor literally. to try and come up with a steal. 2:38 to play. Pioneers lead it by 15, 65-50 here in Brewton tonight. Into Wozmik. Wozmik with Harold in the tight man-to-man. Now front court, top of the key. Tenson came to set a screen. Wozmik threw in the ball, and it results in a steal and a breakaway layup for Nick Harold. Harold adds two more, and a near steal by Robbie Skiba. Now Tenson with numbers the other way. Tenson to the corner. Wozmik three. No rebound on the floor for Casper, and he tried to tip it to Skiba, picked up by Wozmik. Now Walls for three. No rebound, out of bounds. It'll be Pierce ball. Twelve now for Nick Harold. Interesting play there. Tenson came to set a screen, and you know, arms down, bracing himself, and Wozmik thought he was coming to get a pass. He flipped in the ball. It went right off his chest. Nick had to just pick it up and race to the other end for a layup. Under 2 minutes to go. Give and go. Skiba from Weber. No. Robbie with an offensive rebound. Puts it up left hand. Yes, Robbie Skiba. That's 4 points tonight for Robbie. Good use of the left hand there by Skiba. 69-50. 1:37 left. Here's Bitson against Casper. Stopped his dribble. Backdoor cut. Wozmik missed an easy one, and Harold with the rebound with a minute 25 to go. Kyle Becker ready to come in. Bozer baseline, leaner, block. No again, no whistle foul. Bozer to the line for two. Foul is on Zach Walls, his first. It's a two-shot foul for Noah Bozer. Noah's got eight tonight, so he could get into double figures with a couple of free throws. We're going to see David Skiba, Hunter Bednar, Michael Meyer, Kyle Becker all come in. There's one. Bozer now with nine. Good work tonight by Robbie Skiba, Aaron Weber, Nick Harrell, Johnny Casper. Their nights are done. As Bozer now will step to the line looking for his 10th. Up and in and out. No good. Rebound taken by Brendan Locke. Front court now with a minute 10 to go. Ryan Olmscheid for Zach Walls. Ball tipped, stolen by Meyer. Here comes Michael. Michael up and in. That's 5 points for Meyer. Whistle, timeout, Jaguars. Piers. 72-50 here in Brewton.
If you're a homeowner, you know that homeowners insurance rates are rising rapidly. Doesn't it make sense to lock into the lowest rates available? The Insurance Shop, with offices in Pierce and Foley, works closely with 12 different homeowner companies to find the very best fit for you and your homeowner insurance needs. No one knows how high rates will go, so let the Insurance Shop go to work for you, finding the deal that provides the best homeowners coverage for the best price. No matter where you're located in central Minnesota, the Insurance Shop can help. Ask them about packaging your homeowner's coverage with your auto insurance as well. The Insurance Shop in Piers and Foley is a proud supporter of our local student athletes. Contact Ron today in the Piers area. Call 468-6177 or in the Foley area. Contact them at 968-6217.
Hi, this is Robbie Skiba of the Pioneers. When we're in action, you can be sure that Rick will be there. Listen to youarethersports.com.
42 seconds left in this one. The Pioneers are going to snap the Jaguars' 43-game home conference winning streak tonight as Olmscheid fires away, misses. David Skiba powers away with the rebound. Final 27 here in Brewton tonight. 72-50, Pioneers. Now Meyer, right side. Meyer against Fisher. Out top, Kyle Becker holds it with 13 to play. Now it's Noah Bozer. Bozer drives and up and in. Noah Bozer with the bucket. And Noah with the final seconds ticking off underneath. The basket will count by Fisher as the Pioneers have snapped a 43-game winning streak of the Jaguars. The final, Pierce 74, BBE 52. Pioneers have won their first conference game of the season. And even their overall market 2-2. The post-game show begins next.
Hello, fans. This is David Rushville, Pierce Activities Director. With the fall sports seasons all over, I would like to thank all the coaches, volunteer coaches, the workers and fans that help make the fall seasons a success. I would also like to thank all the sponsors and businesses that took out ads in our sports brochure for their continued support of Pioneer Athletics. The winter sports seasons are underway. I would encourage all of you to get out and check out the action. Our student athletes will work very hard to represent our school and the community in a first-class style. So come out and support these boys and girls this winter. It is great entertainment. Happy holidays and go Pioneers!
The days are winding down to get that perfect gift this Christmas. Hi, this is Steve from Radio Shack, and we can help you find what you are looking for. We have the gifts that everyone wants, and they are on sale this week. Save $30 on the Avio Portable Bluetooth Speaker, now just $49.99. Or get the Garmin Nuvi 42LM for only $89.99. Plus, save up to 50% on Radio Shack Portable Power. Don't be the last-minute shopper this year. Stop into Radio Shack and let us help you gift smart.
Good evening, Pioneer sports fans. I'm Dave Fisher with RE/MAX Central. Are you looking to buy or sell your home in the near future? If so, give me a call, Dave Fisher, at 320-232-7771. Let me help you and guide you through the process. Remember, Dave Fisher, 320-232-7771. Let me work for you 24/7.
Hi, this is Oscar of the Pioneers. May all the joys of Christmas fill your heart throughout the new year.
We are back in Brewton, where the Pioneers win tonight 74-52 over Belgrade. Brewton El Rosa. Coach Matt Pepping joins me on the post-game show. And Coach, congratulations. Pioneers have not won in 7 years against Belgrade, Brewton, El Rosa. Jaguars have not lost on this floor in a conference game in 7 years. You got both things done tonight.
Yeah, I thought we missed some open shots that first half, and then we got them the second half, and we extended the lead. We pressured the ball, got some turnovers, and went on some runs.
Yeah, those first 3 minutes really turned this game on its ear.
Yeah, we talked about that. The first 4 minutes out of halftime are huge, and boys responded.
You talked about working hard in practice, and I think a good lesson to take from tonight is you play how you practice.
Yeah, yep. And we had two good practices. So if we have a good one Monday, I expect to play well versus Eden Valley.
Aaron Weber got you off. I think he had 12 of your first 14 tonight. Guys were looking to make the extra pass early on in that second half in that big run. It was the extra pass that resulted in open looks for threes. You only made one three in the first half. In the first 3 minutes, you knocked down six.
Yeah, we talked about that at halftime. We were getting threes any possession, but we weren't getting them off ball rotations in the first half. The second half we were. It gets kids in rhythm, and they're shooting in rhythm, and they're shooting open shots.
Well, one of the longest bus rides of the year. It's a pretty good way to go home. If you're going to ride a long ways, go home on a nice note like this.
Yep.
Congratulations, Coach. Next up for you now, undefeated Eden Valley Watkins.
Yep.
They come in on Tuesday. It's your only home game, so Pioneer fans that haven't made the road trips to see the Pioneers, it's your first chance to see you at home.
Yeah, hopefully we have a good crowd there. Eden Valley's probably the top team in the conference right now. So, yeah, we played with them last year. They got the same team. We got the same team. So,
good luck, Coach. We'll see you Tuesday.
Thanks, Rick.
All right, Matt Pepping, coach of the Pioneers. They win tonight, final of 74-52 over BBE. For the Jaguars, Jordan Wozmik leads the way with 26 tonight, 10 for Austin Trustheim. Dalen Bitson finishes with 8. After that, Jacob Tenzin with 4. Brendan Locke, 2. And Jake Fisher had that basket at the end. He finishes with 2 points. BBE, 7 of 10 from the free throw line tonight. For the Pioneers, good balance led by Aaron Weber's 24. Also in double figures with 12, Nick Harold, 11 for Noah Bozer, 10 for Broderick Leshinsky. 5 each for Johnny Casper and Michael Meyer. 4 for Robbie Skiba. 3 for Ethan Lochner. Pierce. attempted 20 free throws tonight, made 14. So the Pioneers are in the win column within the Central Minnesota Conference, 1-1. They will host 7th-ranked Eden Valley Watkins, undefeated with a game against Holding Ford tonight for the Eagles. That'll be Tuesday night at 7:30 at the Memorial Athletic Center in Pierce. Pioneers and Eagles, 2-2 overall, 1-2 in the CMC. For the Jaguars, their conference mark falls to 1-2. They are now 2-3 overall. Next up for BBE, they will be back here, and that'll be Tuesday night when Holding Ford comes over here for Central Minnesota Conference action. So Pierce breaks open a close game at halftime, 25-24 at the halfway point, with a big spurt in the first 3 minutes. They went on a 9-2 run to open things up. Pressure defense on the full court, open looks for threes, and before you knew it, the Pioneers were up by 20 and had this one locked up. Pierce 74, BBE 52, and again, just for historical mention, the Jaguars' last loss at home in the conference was in February 2008. 6 years ago, they lost to Rockford here. Last time the Pioneers defeated BBE was here back in December of 2007. So almost 7 years ago before the last time the Pioneers defeated BBE. That was a 75-66 score that night. So we've got wrestling action for you on tap tomorrow from Brainerd. Again, three Pioneer wrestlers are into the semifinals at the Paul Bunyan, an always tough tournament up there. It'll be Colton Ishans, Matt Kummet, Teddy Daler in the semis. Everybody else is wrestlebacks, and those begin tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock at Brainerd High School, and you'll hear it live. Little Falls is there, Foley is there, so lots of area wrestlers as well, all going at it tomorrow at the Paul Bunyan. Frazee's up there. There's some great individual wrestlers up there at Brainerd tomorrow. Looking forward to spending the day up in Brainerd. Again, Pierce up by 1.5. They win by 22 here tonight. They take 2 out of 3 as a program, JV and varsity, with wins here in Brewton tonight. So we'll sign off for now. We will see you tomorrow morning just before 10 o'clock. We'll get started with coverage of the Pioneers at the Paul Bunyan Tournament in Brainerd on youarethersports.com. Thanks, everybody, for listening. We'll talk to you tomorrow.